Always great to have your company for the program. We'll head back to your calls very shortly and your texts. If you want to send through a text, 0433 98 11 16, and the number to call for Werribee Kia, 1300 736 736. You can catch Channel 7's coverage, by the way, of the Golden Eagle at Rose Hill from midday Saturday from 12, the world's third richest race. Lewis Martin is on the line. Now, here's a little bit of Tony Cochran before we get to Lewis.
In your mind, is there any going back?
Oh, again, how can you? So let's look at it from two points of view. So firstly, our great Indigenous game is about fans. It's about engagement. And we were more engaged this year via the medium of TV than we've ever been. It doesn't matter whether you're talking Channel 7, you're talking Fox Footy. They've had a record year, both of those organisations, of our great game. And, you know, that culminated on Saturday night with the grand final. So how do you now turn around to the fan base who massively supported it this year on that medium and say, oh, I'm sorry, we recognise you liked it, but we're going to go back to the traditional time because, you know, some people want to, you know, they've had their day organised that way for 50 years, so they still expect that their day will be organised like that for the next 50. You just can't. And then, of course, you've got the commercial considerations. So, you know, I witnessed my counterpart from the Richmond Football Club, who's just got the most amazing team, not ever, but certainly one of the most amazing teams of all time in Richmond. I noticed Peggy came out and said, no, she preferred it in the afternoon. Well, Peggy might, but I'll guarantee you Host Plus and Jeep, two of their really big sponsors, are sitting there saying, wow, look at these TV ratings. Look at the exposure my Richmond side got. I know what they'll be wanting, and it won't be to go back and lose 35% to 40% of the TV audience.
Tony Cochran, chairman of the Gold Coast Suns and longtime promoter, event coordinator as well. He's been in sport for a long, long time, including time with the V8s, and he was fairly straightforward today on Gerald Whateley's program. Lewis Martin, managing director of Channel 7 Melbourne, has been good enough to join us. Welcome to you, Lewis. Great to have you on.
Yeah, good to be here, Dwayne. Looking forward to the conversation. You're either Holden or Ford, Collingwood or Carlton, day or night at the moment, aren't you?
You are, and is there something in between? There is nothing in between Ford and Holden, but is there a twilight option in between the two of them?
I want to say, and this is very... As a Victorian, I get, because I'm Victorian, I'm on the border of his Victoria, I get the whole day outcome because it's such a ripping day. We've had a phenomenal life of going to the day grand final. I think as the, you know, you're listening to Tony Cochran from Queensland, and so we do have to see it as a national game. It's no longer the VFL, it's the AFL. So you've got to consider other states. And I think what's coming in now, you know, I heard one of the callers before talking about selling of souls. I think what's happening now, you do have to consider the not only the footy economy, but this state's economy. The AFL Grand Final is just the greatest event, as is the Australian Open Final. We've got to consider how that impacts on the overall economy for the state as well as footy and getting the exposure. You know, the ratings were phenomenal. Two great clubs. What's interesting with ratings, Dwayne, as you know, is that the record of ratings is... when West Coast played Sydney. And the reason why that is because that was from that drove audiences in the Sydney market. So everybody wonders what would be the big audience for a grand final. I'd probably guarantee you that a day grand final between Sydney and Brisbane would be a record, whether it was day or not. So, but that said, we've got to take all these learnings that we've had from this year and we've got to take them into the thinking of next year whilst making sure that everybody comes along for that ride.
So how much of this year's great ratings was due to so many Melburnians not being able to go to pubs and clubs and to their friends' places? They were all kind of locked in at home.
Oh, a big part of it. There's no doubt about that. But mind you, part of the free-to-air offering, and that is, and I don't want to get emotional about this, but I can't wait to be driving past a pub on the way home with people gathered around the TV set with a pot in their hand at a pub. Out of what we call out-of-home viewing is a really important part of the free-to-air business. So whilst we look at the ratings of people at home, there's always an acceptance from the markets, that there was a lot of people at either other people's homes at mates' places watching the granny, or they're at a venue or a pub watching the grand final. And we celebrate that. We celebrate those big screens at the Punt Road last year and the fans watching that experience. So that's part of it. But there's no doubt that in this particular year, both Seven and Fox Footy took on a social responsibility to deliver the football to fans during a really difficult time.
So is it a sliding scale? The earlier you play the grand final, the less people will watch, less backsides are on seats at home, so the less it might rate and the less revenue it might generate, as opposed to, you know, play it late, more backsides on seats, more revenue.
Yeah, I think when people think about this, they've only got to think about their own lifestyles and what they're doing on a weekend, and when is it easy to watch television, and it's more people are busy during the day. You've got a lot of people working throughout, or they're busy on a Saturday morning, or they're obviously working on a Friday, but they're home on Friday night. That's where Friday night footy came from. And that's why events go tonight, is that people are more available. But the reality is, on the numbers, is that it's easier for people to watch television, or there's more available audience. The other thing of the and is that for people in Sydney and Brisbane, you know, we're in a competitive market, Dwayne, and you don't want to make it difficult for people to find you. That's the other part. But, you know, again, interestingly enough, from a Seven perspective, people talk about ratings. Ratings are people. We need to take all the learnings from this year. What we've never had, Dwayne, in this conversation, we've never had a night grand final to point to see what worked and what didn't. So in that discussion going forward, the AFL, who, by the way, they consult with everybody. They'll go through a very consultative process, and no doubt the Victorian government will also say, well, you know, they'll make a contribution as to what's good for the state of Victoria too.
So what did your eye tell you? You've seen one. What did your numbers specifically tell you as well?
Well, we had two Melbourne teams driving an extraordinary outcome. There's no doubt there's things that affected it. You know, we're all in lockdown. It's been shit out. Sorry, it's been terrible.
Yeah.
I should know better as a media person. I apologise for that.
it's okay, that'll get quoted in the newspapers tomorrow, so we're all happy.
There's no doubt that this season we had. I think the audience would put it this way: the audience would have always been there, Dwayne, for a Richmond Geelong epic in Melbourne, but not everybody would have been at home. There is no doubt that what we saw was the real audience, whereas in the past we would make very considered estimates on the out of home viewing, which is people in pubs and at mates' places watching the footy. So I don't get too caught up on the comparisons year on year of grand finals. What did it do in the northern states? There is no doubt that there were people watching this grand final of two Melbourne teams that would have otherwise not normally have been watching it because it was at night. Now, that's a consideration. It's not the only consideration, though.
And your eye, you liked it?
Yeah, I did, mate. But you know yourself, and I know there's a lot of people in an SEN, and everybody listening, I've got to tell you, we're pretty wrapped to have a job. I want to say that. But it was a culmination of a lot of hard work. You know, we were dealing with a huge amount of uncertainty on a daily basis. I used to hold my breath every time somebody went and got tested and waited for their result. We had permits and we had borders locked down. Whatever we thought was happening on a Monday changed by a Wednesday. We had 101 fixture additions. I know everybody has a view of the fixture, but normally we do that, as you know, in October, where we do three or five sort of, you know, robust discussions between ourselves, the AFL, the clubs, and Fox Footy. And then the fixture's done. Well, this year we did that 101 times. So the clubs... So for me, I saw the culmination of a lot of hard work, not just a broadcast. At 4 o'clock, I was wondering whether or not the game was going to go ahead because it was. I'm not sure if you saw the monitors, mate, but I was amazed. I was thinking, my God, Father.
I was watching Thelma Plum and the crew playing that Nord stage with the rain dripping on it, thinking, oh my goodness, sir, what's going to happen here? So I was a bit worried too.
Oh, look, it was... But to me, Gary O'Keefe and I, we just kind of laughed and said, you know, if this game gets cancelled, it was like, no worries, we'll be back here next week. But the Gabba, to its credit, I was stunned to see that amount of water. Like, and to describe it, it literally was... had the game been started at 4:30, from what I saw, it wouldn't have started at 4:30. There is no way they could have played football on it. And yet, 2 hours later, I thought the surface, it was like another ground. That was stunning for me.
And in terms of, it is a competitive environment, the events that you pay for to have, as opposed to the events that other stations have, it does mean quite a bit to have the number one rating event for the year to sell as well going forward, doesn't it?
Yeah, that's part of the economy. There's no doubt that we all, you know, you've seen all the releases go out. Footy's been remarkable this year for Seven and Fox with extraordinary growth. And that's something we're really proud of. And that helps our sales teams go into the market next year. Equally, though, it helps the footy club marketing teams. I'll guarantee you that every listener, your football club right now, they're going out to the sponsors next year and they're talking about the television ratings in the value of their club to those sponsors. And that's really important, as are the AFL. Our big thing really... The focus for us back in May, when in the dark days, was to not only deliver a broadcast model that could cope with all the challenges of COVID, whether it be state borders and remote locations and people's health and welfare. It was also to develop a broadcast model which could be relied upon by either advertisers or subscribers, where everybody thought, you know what, this is viable, this is going to happen. I'll spend my advertising dollars or I'll make my subscription. Because we needed to give a lot of confidence in that market for the footy economy as well as our own.
So when Gil says to you, Lewis, what would you like for 2021 before I take it to the commission, what start time have you got for grand final day next year?
Well, at the moment, I know this sounds like a cop-out, but I don't mean to, but we'd have to make, you only make that decision when you've looked at you've consulted with all the interested and parties and those that will benefit and those that may not. I know this. I've always been a bit indifferent. I really enjoy the twilight, but I really I'm speaking from a Victorian perspective, but I think the twilight is spectacular. But I'd like to hear from the hoteliers. I'd like to hear from the restaurateurs, and I'd like to hear from those that really need support. And the AFL is such a huge, powerful weapon for small business in this state. I'd like to hear from those guys to say, right, how would you like to be promoted, and what's your view? I think we can't see it in with Victorian eyes only, Victorian football fan eyes only. They'll always be considered. Gillen will always be very, very, very mindful of that community, but also too, I think a small business, hoteliers, hospitality, etc., deserve a seat at the table in what the decision is going forward.
We presume they'd like to have a lunch crowd and an after-game crowd. So if it was a twilight, that would give them, everybody maybe, the best of both worlds.
Yeah, again, I know you'll in terms of the grand final day or night discussion, I think we need to, rather than speak to, boring TV executives, I think we need to talk to, blokes and people that own pubs and that own restaurants and that own small business and that are affected by this outcome. Let's hear from them. Do they want? There's a lot of value in that sign that says Melbourne on the surface. That's really important that Melbourne gets seen. That's why that when you see that Melbourne sign on the final of the Australian Open, that's very important because that sign goes to the country. And goes worldwide. So we need to look at things as broadly as we can to make a decision that where we have a great benefit overall. That's the key for me, is that we get an overall benefit which far outweighs a couple of things we may lose if we do decide to go twilight or not.
How important is the pre-game and the halftime entertainment for you, Lewis? Is it important for the AFL to get a big act if we did have a twilight or a night next year? Is it important for them to... get a Springsteen or get someone big?
I reckon even Bruce Springsteen would get bagged, wouldn't he? It's a poison chalice, but there are times when we're going through the entertainment production where we have to remind ourselves there's a football game coming up. My view is that, and we look at it, and that there is a lot of people, again, in the northern markets or otherwise, that would have come along to watch the AFL broadcast that otherwise wouldn't have normally done so and enjoyed it. They're going to come back next year. So the entertainment is about celebration. It's a party. Now, not everybody who goes to a party likes the music that's being played. I get that. That's always going to be the case. But I think it gives the event great scale. I don't necessarily think it needs Bruce Springsteen. We had a big response. We played Australian music only across the day and night, and people really enjoyed that. Do we need to go, Bruce? My Victorian focus is, what does that do for the Victorian economy in supporting small business in this state right now, who are right under the pump, and they need their AFL, and they need their Australian Open tennis and their racing to really, and their cricket to assist them in the recovery. That's my preoccupation with it.
Talking to Lewis Martin, Managing Director of Seven Melbourne. Was the Cox Plate always going to rate that bigger number, or did it help that it was in the lead-up to the grand final? Did they seem to work in sync?
They did. Well, that was, and again, to Moonee Valley Race Club, Michael Brown. I've got to tell you, the racing community, Josh Blanksby, Peter Webster, Giles Thompson, Brian Kruger, Andrew Cutter, the entire racing community that we deal with have been nothing but phenomenal. We learned a lot through racing, Dwayne, because if everyone recalls, when we went dark with footy and NRL, the only thing we had at the time was the racing on Saturday. And we learned a lot from the racing crew, not only how to broadcast, but also to how they managed the COVID on track. And I think everybody learned a lot from racing. Cox Plate, again, credit to them, ran it at 4:15. Daryl Braithwaite went nuts on socials. Apparently that's important, going nuts on socials, right? mind you, you've got to be careful on socials because, let's face it, it's not a happy place out there.
No.
But, again, see, racing's up 20-odd percent too, and there's no doubt that's COVID-related, but people were looking for their live sport. Again, would there have been a large portion of those people that would have watched it, but probably either been on track or watched it at a pub, most likely. But they, in Victoria, they had to watch it at home. So I think there was a lot of momentum going into the Cox Plate, also being the 100th running of the Cox Plate. My biggest issue with the Cox Plate, mate, was that I had to commit to McAvaney that he was going to be involved in it. So we had to sit him up with a tally in that room, you know, that the Gabba there, that little room to the side had to be set up so McAvaney could watch the races before the grand final. So it was an epic race.
He loves to work. I presume he's part of the Golden Eagle coverage at Rose Hill from midday Saturday.
Yep, first time on the track, mate, since autumn. He's beside himself. Again, you know, it's the grand final for four-year-olds, the $7.5 million race. And Vlandy's, love him or hate him. He's a deliverer, just as they are down here in Victoria. And they're going to deliver a great event on Saturday. And McAvaney couldn't be happier.
You can catch that one on Seven. Hey, before I let you go, Lewis, what else worked for you this year as a positive in 2020? Did you like the shorter quarters, or did you like the condensed fixture? I know Fox Footy, we enjoyed the midweek games. You had a few extras as well, Thursdays, etc. What worked for you?
What worked for us was no doubt the fan zone. We got it and engaging with fans differently. We liked the dynamic fixture, no doubt there, Dwayne, compressed fixture was great for Fox, and we understood that. But again, we worked collegiately with McNeil and got enormous respect for McNeil. I like the dynamic fixture, though. I think we learned a lot of things that everybody thought, oh, we have to do this, and you could never really work out why you had to do it. Now you sit down and now you work out and go, well, it turns out we didn't have to do it at all. So I think that'll be a discussion point going into next year. We love the Thursdays. I liked the 7:10 starts too on a Thursday night in Melbourne. I thought that Into the Front Bar was a really good night of telly. But we also learned too much. Here's what we learned. When you got your back against the wall, like we did, then everybody just rose up. You know, relationships got deeper. I'll never forget what Fox Footy did for us when we had that match was cancelled. McNeil was extraordinary. Peter Campbell. Yep. We all just leant forward. AFL, the footy clubs, the footy fans out there, your football clubs were amazing. Marcus King at the AFL, I mean, I know this sounds like an Academy Award-winning speech, but for me, I'll look back on this year and say it was all about people. People delivered it. We all decided to, the AFL showed so much determination to get this season done, 60-odd thousand tests, people leaving home. It was incumbent upon us to match that determination and deliver a broadcast. That's what they deserved.
Were you ever worried that you couldn't get it together? Talking to the Fox team, Pete Campbell, Mick Neal, Steve Croy, Lee Carlson, I mean, everybody in there was always pretty positive and sort of motivated to get whatever needed to be done. I presume you were the same.
Oh, yeah, we did. I mean, in hindsight, Gary O'Keefe and we called it the Apollo 13 project, where we just simply decided, and I know that the Fox guys did too, you had to ignore the noise. We decided there's going to be a football game, there's going to be a football season. How are we going to get it done? So there was a lot of things we tried that didn't make it, by the way. But they'll go into the archives to be brought out at a later date. There's a lot of different things we tried, which made that what did go to air did work. The key for us was that rehearsal the night before, where we didn't know if Bruce and Brian were going to be able to hear one another, and it wasn't just about hearing, but it was the speed of the audio. We couldn't afford a delay. And we learnt from that first round where we were all confronted by the emptiness, And so we, along with Fox, as they did with their coverage, wanted to make a product and an experience for viewers that was really comforting and familiar as well as engaging. And it was still about the footy. It wasn't about the broadcast. It was still about the footy. So, but there were times when I used to go home thinking, God, is this ever going to happen? Having a great team around me and people like Gary O'Keefe, Glenny Postel, Dan Edwards, Tara Carlon and Tess Wilson and Freezer and Lisa Peach, they were just relentless. And we got there in the end. Taylor did two quarantines. Brian's Brian, but he just said, whatever we need. Yourself, Dwayne, Mick went through the same thing at Foxtel. I didn't have one staff or team issue this year, not one. Everybody just said, yeah, whatever. I wouldn't even know who did overtime or who didn't. It was one of those years, mate. So I know I'm getting a little bit wound up at the moment, but and I probably haven't had a chance to speak like this, so I appreciate the opportunity, but you can wind me up anytime you like.
No, I'm enjoying it because I think it was a really tough year and the team effort, at all organisations to get this year completed was phenomenal. But everybody loves having a job. So as a broadcaster, you knew you were lucky because there was a lot of people that didn't get to go to work and you got to go to work. So you'd release the fixture in sort of thirds or something. You liked that floating fixture, did you?
Yeah, I do, mate. I really do. I think it's a form-based fixture. There was a bit of sentiment around the clubs where they were playing for their fixture, and I reckon that just adds to it, where you've never got a dead rubber. So from the club's perspective, it keeps, because when you think about it, you and I both know, can you and I predict the eight for next year? Can we predict we've got no idea. This time last year, we had a fixture for the season. So the idea of you and I coming up with a fixture which reflects and rewards great performance in 8 or 6 months' time or 8, 9, 10 months' time just doesn't make sense to me anymore.
And do you like the games a little bit longer? What did you think of the shorter quarters?
I'll be interested to see what the coaches... I've spoken to a few coaches. Because you get, I think a little bit short. Yeah, I think we appreciated the requirements on turnaround because, as you know, there was a few 4-day game a turnaround, and that's a big ask. Yep. But again, there's another thing that the clubs realised that they probably previously hadn't contemplated, and that was 5-day breaks aren't such a big deal as what they once were. They just changed their training preparations. I reckon 18 minutes is about right. I think 18 minutes gives enough time for the game and strategies to play out, whereas 16 seemed a bit tight for me. What do you think?
I don't mind 20-minute quarters, but I understand hearing Patrick Dangerfield talk about it. If we're going to get a condensed fixture and more games in shorter space of time and they get 18, as long as the games run 110 minutes, I'm pretty happy. And they were running about 120, which was, you know, getting longer than what it traditionally was. So tradition-wise, as long as we get our 110. Lewis, I can't let you go without asking you about the cricket. Go on.
Yeah. No,
we're going to get some cricket.
Interesting listen to. We can talk cricket. What do you want to know about cricket?
When's it starting? Are we going to get some cricket on Seven and Fox? What's the latest?
We're going to get cricket on Seven and Fox, I believe. And that's what I hope. We've had a lot of experience through the winter, which we were sharing with cricket. So we were telegraphing or certainly saying to cricket, there's a lot of uncertainty. They perhaps were of the view that there was more certainty than what we thought. So we want the cricket to go ahead. I mean, our CEO, very uncharacteristically, was probably exasperated at a certain point. It's certainly not Seven's. We've never, ever talked about commercial negotiations or such things. And he was just exasperated. But we're now seeing that cricket are responding to both, not only Seven, but and credit to them. And they're working really hard. I mean, Cricket Australia are working incredibly hard to get this season away, working with not only state governments, but also to the BCCI. And they're also working hard to attract really big name players to the BBL. And that's what we've asked them. We just love our cricket. We want the best possible outcome for cricket and cricket fans, because that's what we've invested in. And there's a lot of work going on at the moment, Dwayne, that I'm hoping will be rewarded.
And we'll find out maybe tomorrow when the test dates might be?
I hope so. I hope so. I hope that we get some certainty, and I'm sure we will. I just don't know if it's tomorrow. I hope it's tomorrow. I thought it might have been today or maybe yesterday, but let's hope it's tomorrow, and that, again, all the hard work that Cricket Australia are doing is rewarded with some certainty for cricket fans, so we can look forward to it. The test sum will be enormous. You know, India, Australia, the Australian test side, can I tell you, just... And both the men and women, incredible people to work with. They are. We work with a lot of elite athletes, but I tell you, the benchmark of broadcast relationships with participants is definitely the Australian women's team and men's cricket team. They're a pleasure to deal with, and I just can't wait to get a full opportunity to deliver another summer with them as well.
Great to have you, Lewis. I really appreciate you joining me for an extended chat. And congratulations again on the year. We'll talk soon.
Good on you, Dwayne. Thanks for having me, mate.
Lewis Martin, Managing Director of Channel 7 Melbourne. A break. You with Dwayne's World.